because it's why.
This is why we can't.
Why we can't.
Nice things.
Talk about some
Bauer ball.
Just a bit outside for the following. And we start down there in the Ville.
Uh-oh.
As a former Tarleton State University associate professor has now pled guilty to stealing nearly $1 million from the school during her tenure. This is all surrounding Dr. Julie Howell, who signed the plea agreement back in January. Sentencing is coming up here. According to court documents, Howell was the department head for the Educational Leadership and Technology in the College of Education at Tarleton State University. Did that for about 2 years. During that time, she was given a Texas A&M, because it's part of the A&M school system, payment card for travel expenses and expenses related to official school business.
Did it take her lots of fun places?
$941,128, it turns out, largely for personal expenditures and primarily related to gambling.
Oh.
Yeesh. She'll be scheduled for sentencing coming up June 10th. Face up to 10 years in prison right there.
But she doesn't have a problem,
fine,
right?
Fine, but $250,000, though. The head of educational leadership and technology. Well, it doesn't say anything about finance.
Now, this is terrifying. A woman in Tennessee got really ticked off at the McDonald's when her order was wrong. So, she didn't want to speak to the manager. She wanted to go straight after her, my Atlanta. She began climbing through the drive-thru window and then attacked her. That would be one Tiffany Sherrod, who then grabbed the first thing she saw when she saw this woman coming at her. That would be a coffee pot. And decided to hit back.
Ooh.
As you can imagine, this probably left a mark. Caitlin Brantley was arrested for attacking a fast food worker. Also throwing food and computer monitors on the floor.
Well, that coffee pot, that'll hurt you right there.
Yeah, you're a little too emotionally attached to McDonald's. I know the fries are good.
And that coffee's hot. Dum, 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 dum. But that's another why we can't have nice things. Let's go down there to Australia, where their tagline should be where anything can happen. And a 24-year-old guy in Australia has been arrested for buying a small amount of plutonium online. This comes out of Sydney, Australia.
Didn't know it came in different amounts.
In Emmanuel Liddon, 24 years old, we'll have to wait to learn his sentence. The science nerd, after he breached the nuclear non-proliferation pact and laws by shipping samples of plutonium to his parents' suburban Sydney apartment, carries a possible 10-year jail sentence. He broke a proliferation act. But his lawyer says that he's just a science nerd and has a weird hobby. He has been and wanted to collect all of the elements on the periodic table. So plutonium,
not necessary.
Certainly on there. Wait till he gets to uranium. Not going to get easier, buddy.
Do I even get a doc on that?
Oof.
Marty, doc?
Great Scott. Gigawatts.
Three words that do not belong together. Bargain, dental, work. It's not going to end well. A poor woman in Houston thought something might have been wrong when her dentist started removing her tooth with a pair of pliers. She got very ill. Had to be hospitalized. The fake doctor is named Cesar Mejia, and he's in big trouble. He's been charged with practicing without a license, as well as aggravated assault.
How does one get into the illegal dentist?
Do not group on your teeth. Ugh.
Let's go to Virginia. Oh, the fine Commonwealth there. And Spider-Man made a visit. Some guy, this would be Joel Brown, dressed as Spider-Man, and then very on-brand, stole valuable anime trading cards from a collectible store. He put on the costume, evidently to conceal his identity, and then grabbed the cards while wearing his costume after breaking into the place. But he was later arrested and charged with burglary after the police received plenty of tips about his crime, largely Joel Brown boasting about it, and all his friends knew that he had a Spider-Man costume. So essentially, he was caught in his own web of deceit.
Dum, 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 dum. You know, there's a lot you can do when you're mad at dad. You can talk it out. You can write a note. You can let it go, or you can just get revenge. Joshua Kuss was feeling extra resentful and decided to ruin dear old dad's beloved car. He drove it straight into the ocean at Jacksonville Beach, Florida, of course, and showed off a certain finger and smiled at the camera while he was doing it. Huh. He was later arrested because dad pressed charges. You can understand he's not very pleased about this. Did we mention that Joshua is 21 years old? Maybe it's time to move out of the basement there, bucko.
Foul ball.
The A-plus. Foul ball all the way.
And then we end across the pond in England in the town of Cambridgeshire. I swear they just make up fake. I mean, every town in England sounds Cambridgeshire.
Don't be jealous because they're so fancy.
Well, this guy was Dion de Groot is his name. Was arrested for stealing $285 worth of Cadbury cream eggs. Dion de Groot stuffed them in his duffel bag at a grocery store. Nearly $300 worth of Cadbury eggs. But he was caught red-handed by the police. He's received a 12-week suspended prison sentence for $300 of Cadbury cream eggs.
Sit there and think about what you've done.
Yeah, if you want to go for the real money, just go for the real eggs.
Yeah, come
foul
on.
Ball. Foul ball.
Dum, 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 dum.